Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition of our program. It's so great to have you with us. We are in a wonderful series by Derek Prince on the Holy Spirit. And I got to tell you, this is transforming stuff. I believe that as Derek Prince breaks out the word on the topic of the Holy Spirit, that it can be healing to unity in the body of Christ, that it can be transforming for you personally, that it can be empowering to the kingdom of God on earth in this generation. I'm excited about this. You know, one of the great words used for the Holy Spirit in the New Testament is parakletos, or paraclete, as we sometimes say it. It was a term that was used of people who were running marathons and people who were running long distances in the Olympic Games or the ancient Greek Games. In the last few miles of the race, someone could be appointed to run alongside of them. So let's say I had run 24 miles, which, by the way, ain't going to happen. But let's say I had run 24 miles, and then the last couple of miles, one of the guys you've been hearing from in the last few days, David Holland or Christopher Selby or Dick Leggett, was able to run those last 2 miles with me. They'd be fresh. They'd be have their eyes open to potholes in the road. They'd be able to encourage me and help me keep cadence and help me keep pace. That's what the Holy Spirit is sent to do. And I love the fact that God uses that word of the Holy Spirit as one who is called to run alongside. Well, that's who he is, and that's what he's here to do. So let's listen now as Derek Prince helps us to understand better this person whom God has sent to run alongside of us.
In my talk yesterday, I described the outworking of Christ's promise to his disciples that after he returned to heaven, he would send the Holy Spirit to them to be their indwelling, personal paraclete. And you remember we looked at various possible translations of that word paraclete: comforter, helper, counselor, and so on. And in my talk yesterday, we looked at the two main phases in the outworking of this promise that the Holy Spirit was going to come to be with the disciples forever. We compared and we also contrasted the two great Sundays, the Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, with the resurrected Christ and the in-breathed Spirit that made them a new creation, that carried them over out of the old order into the new creation, that gave them New Testament salvation in its fullness. And then the second Sunday, the Pentecost Sunday, and there we have the glorified Christ ascended and glorified at the right hand of the Father, and the outpoured Spirit, the Spirit poured out without measure, totally released upon earth. Let me just put those two side by side again for you. Easter Sunday, the resurrected Christ and the in-breathed Spirit. Pentecost Sunday, the glorified Christ and the outpoured Spirit. And let me remind you that each of those is a pattern for all believers to follow. God wants us to enter through similar experiences, the in-breathed Spirit and also the outpoured Spirit. As a result of what took place on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is now the resident personal representative of the Godhead here on earth. The Father is in heaven. The Son is in heaven at the Father's right hand. But the Holy Spirit is personally resident on earth. And his dwelling place, the Scripture presents a twofold picture of the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. First of all, he indwells the church, the corporate body of Christ. But second, it's also God's purpose that he indwell the body of each individual believer. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" I'm always staggered by that thought, that God himself, the infinite God, the creator of the entire universe, wants to dwell in the physical body of each believer. Now, today I'm going to explain what it means for us practically that the Holy Spirit has come to be our paraclete. We'll begin by looking at the passage where Jesus gave this specific promise. The passage is John 14, verses 16 through 18. Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, Paraclete, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." You see that this is a promise only for believers. It's not for the world. And then Jesus concludes, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Let me say a little bit more in explanation of that word paraclete, which is such a significant and important word. It's a word from a Greek source. In fact, it's just the word paraclete is just writing it over in English letters. And it means literally someone who is called in alongside, that's paraclete, to help you, to do something for you that you can't do for yourself. Interestingly, the same word is used in the first epistle of John, chapter 2 and verse 1, where John says this, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." That word advocate, it's the same word, paraclete. If by any chance you're familiar with the Latin language, the word advocate is derived from Latin, and it means somebody called in. Ad to vocatus, called. Advocatus, somebody called in. Interestingly, in almost all the languages in the world today derived from Latin, that word advocate in its particular form is the word for a lawyer. Oh, we have it in Arabic and avocat, avocat in French, and many other of the Romance languages. So it's a very interesting word. It means someone who speaks in our defense. I think we all know what an advocate or an attorney or a lawyer is in contemporary culture. So look at the beautiful picture that the scripture unfolds. We have two advocates. On earth, the Holy Spirit pleads our cause. The things that we can't say right, he says for us. The things that we don't understand, he interprets for us. And then in heaven, Jesus is our advocate with the Father. He pleads our cause. So just think, we have the two greatest advocates in the universe. We have Jesus Christ, the Son, at the Father's hand, right hand, and we have the Holy Spirit on earth. My comment on that is, with two such advocates or attorneys, how could we ever lose the case? Now let me go on a little further and just amplify a little what Jesus said about this advocate, this paraclete, this attorney, this comforter, this counselor, this helper. We almost run out of words trying to explain what he really is. Let me go back to John 14, verses 16 through 18. Comment on some of the things that Jesus said. He said, "The Father will give you another counselor." You have to understand the importance of that word, another. As I've already said earlier, it indicates a person. Jesus said, "I'm a person, I'm going away. When I go, another person will come, another helper. I've been your helper while I was here, but now I'm leaving, but you're not going to be left without a helper. There'll be another helper that will come."
You know, when we read the great Psalms of David, and he's bringing his complaint before God, he's saying, "God, this doesn't seem fair, this doesn't seem right. Lord, I need more from you." These are powerful, powerful prayers and powerful intercessions. But like Job, what David needed was someone to stand between he and God. Well, the Bible tells us not only that Jesus is that advocate, but the Holy Spirit is too. What a wonderful truth. The Holy Spirit is making our needs, our complaints, our desires known before the Father. So much more wonderful stuff like this to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. 3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. You know, one of the most amazing transformations in Scripture was when Peter, who had been the doubter, who had been the betrayer, who had been the one who didn't make much sense and often asked silly questions, stood up on the day of Pentecost under the power of the Holy Spirit and proclaimed truth. I'll tell you what, if that kind of transformation is possible through the Holy Spirit, I want to have it, and Derek Prince is teaching us how. Let's listen.
Now let me go on a little further and just amplify a little what Jesus said about this advocate, this paraclete, this attorney, this comforter, this counselor, this helper. We almost run out of words trying to explain what he really is. Let me go back to John 14, verses 16 through 18. Comment on some of the things that Jesus said. He said, "The Father will give you another counselor." You have to understand the importance of that word, another. As I've already said earlier, it indicates a person. Jesus said, "I'm a person, I'm going away. When I go, another person will come, another helper. I've been your helper while I was here, but now I'm leaving, but you're not going to be left without a helper. There'll be another helper that will come." And then he says, "He will stay with you forever." Again, there's a contrast. He said, "I've been with you 3.5 years, I'm leaving you, but don't be heartbroken, because there's someone else coming in my place, and he'll never leave you. He'll be with you forever." And then he says, "He lives with you and will be in you." There's importance in that phrase, in you. This advocate, this paraclete, this comforter, he's going to live in us. As I've said already, we're going to be his resident address. And then Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphans." By implication, if he'd gone away and made no provision for them, they would have been left like orphans without anybody to care for them or to help them or to explain things to them. And finally, he said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." That's very important. Christ comes back to his disciples in the Holy Spirit. You see, while he was on earth in his body, he could only be in one place at one time. He could only be talking to Peter or to John or to Mary Magdalene, but he couldn't be talking to all three of them, a different conversation at the same time. He was limited by time and space. But now when he comes back to his people in the Holy Spirit, he's free from the limitations of time and space. He can be in Australia talking to a child of God in need there. He can be in the United States anointing a preacher. He can be somewhere in the deserts or the jungles of Africa strengthening or healing some missionary. He's not limited. So he's come back, but he's come back unlimited, no longer subject to the limitations of time or space. I want to dwell just a little further on this theme of the exchange of persons, one person going, another person coming. It's so important that we see it. In John 16, verses 5 through 7, this is what Jesus says. "Now I am going to him who sent me," that's the Father, "yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you, the Comforter. But if I go, I will send him to you." That's very clear language. As long as I'm with you in person on earth, Jesus says, the Holy Spirit has to stay in heaven as a person. But if I go away as a person, then in my place I'll send another person, the Holy Spirit. So you see, it's an exchange of divine persons. For a while, the Son as a person was on earth. Then he went back to heaven with his ministry complete. And in his place, the Holy Spirit came, another divine person, to complete the ministry that Jesus had begun. And Jesus said, "It's for your good that I'm going away." Another version says, "It is expedient for you." This is an amazing statement. I want you to listen carefully. We are better off with Jesus in heaven and the Holy Spirit on earth than we would be with Jesus on earth and the Holy Spirit in heaven. Few people realize that. Christians are always saying, "If only I could have lived in the days when Jesus was on earth." But Jesus says, you're better off now when I'm in heaven and the Holy Spirit is on earth. You have more now than you would have had then. Let me interpret this in the light of the experience of the first disciples themselves. Let's notice what happened immediately the Holy Spirit came. I would say there were three immediate results. First of all, they understood the plan of God and the ministry of Jesus far better than they'd ever understood it while Jesus was on earth. It's a remarkable fact they were very slow and very limited in their understanding. But the moment the Holy Spirit came, they had a totally different understanding of the ministry and the message of Jesus. Secondly, they became extremely bold. Even after the resurrection, they still hid away behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. They weren't willing to stand up and preach and proclaim the truth. They weren't equipped. But the moment the Holy Spirit came, that changed. Peter stood up and boldly and straightforwardly told the Jewish people in Jerusalem the whole story of Jesus and laid at their door the guilt of his crucifixion. And then, thirdly, they had supernatural attestation. The moment the Holy Spirit came, miracles began to take place. It was just like Jesus being back with them in person. And that's what it really was. For Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, I'll come back in him. I will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans.
You know, we have to review these three results of the Holy Spirit coming upon the early church. First of all, they had revelation they had not had before. They understood what God was doing and the ministry of Jesus far better than they ever had before. They became bold. They became passionate. They became courageous when they had been cowardly in retiring. And miracles began to happen at their hands. May the Lord grant us that kind of church today. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his new book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95, and if you order now, we'll make sure you receive it in time for Christmas. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today as we're beginning the end of the week and talking about the Holy Spirit in us. And boy, we've learned some wonderful things. With me today to help us apply this to our lives is Christopher Selby, the executive producer of our show, and of course, also the grandson of Derek Prince. Christopher, great to have you here.
Hey, Stephen.
Now, we've talked to Dick Leggett, who came from a Presbyterian background into the things of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And we've talked, of course, I've shared a little bit of my story, having literally been born again at a charismatic university. So our experience is different from yours because you grew up in a home that had a certain amount of background but really came more fully into the things of the Spirit as a result of Derek's ministry. Tell us about that.
Well, that's really true. I grew up, this is all I knew. This was what I was raised in. This is what I, you know, believed everyone understood. This was normal to me. And it was actually later on in life that I began to meet people who didn't have this same experience or understanding about the Holy Spirit or the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, that for me was just very commonplace. It was, you know, I grew up in the church that my grandfather helped start in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and lived there for 20 years. These were the things that were every day in my life. Now, of course, like all of the aspects of the truth of God's Word that I grew up around, I had to come to a place in my life where I had to wrestle with my faith, decide what do I believe, why do I believe it, and make it real for me. And for me, that happened really when I was in high school. And it was just kind of getting to that point where this and the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the person of the Holy Spirit in my life, it was part of that process, the whole part and parcel, if you will.
Did it come in an instantaneous experience or an unfolding awareness, or how did it work?
It was a process that I went through where I had to really decide, okay, is this for me? Am I going to live for Jesus? Is this, yeah, and for me, it wasn't even that it wasn't that something that I believed. It wasn't that, oh, I don't really know if I even believe this. For me, it was a process. It's actually something that the author and songwriter John Fisher calls making real what I already believe. And I went through that where I had, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't an instantaneous event. It wasn't some conversation I had with someone where just the light bulb went on. It was really a journey for me to make real what I already believed. And that included the Holy Spirit and all the charismatic things that kind of fall under that label in a way.
Do you remember observing your grandfather through the years and any dynamics of the Holy Spirit in his life that were really pronounced for you that you think we might be touched by hearing about?
For me, the most significant operation of the gifts of the Spirit in his life that at least registered for me as a child or as a young man was the discerning of spirits, his sensitivity to what was going on in a service, in a meeting, where he seemed so effortlessly directed that the Lord is really leading us to do this, or let's have this time of prayer, or we need to pray for healing, or we need to just be quiet in the presence of the Lord, or let's worship, whatever it might be. It was kind of what is the Spirit leading in this time right now for us.
Well, you know, that is such a powerful modeling for you. I mean, you walk in many of those same gifts now. So obviously there was an impartation. You know, the Bible says we become what we behold, basically. So as you watched him, as you grew up, it must have had a reproductive effect in your own life.
Well, that's really kind of you to say. And that would definitely, if that's true, even in a little bit, that would definitely be to the glory of God. But at the same time, you know, my grandfather had laid hands on me to pray for me and to impart to me whatever. Now, that was not an unusual event. He did that for lots of people. So
you don't have the mantle.
I am not the carrier of that. In fact, I like to consider myself one of millions of people who have received that impartation.
So. Sure.
In fact, it was his teaching on this very subject that inspired me as I first got into ministry, helping to start a church in Little Rock, Arkansas, almost 15 years ago, that I remember teaching specifically on the gifts of the Spirit from my grandfather's teaching, which is actually one of the things that is very exciting that Derek Prince Ministries is able to do right now, is to offer a new book from that teaching on the gifts of the Spirit called, surprisingly, The Gifts of the Spirit. And it's very exciting. It's the most concise, solid, scriptural, balanced teaching on the gifts of the Spirit that I've ever encountered. And I've seen it do amazing things in my life and in the lives of others. If folks want to get a copy of that, they can do so on the website at derekprince.org, or they can call us at 1-800-448-3261.
Christopher, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Do join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's new book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95, and when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771, or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.